Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump has selected Senator J.D. Vance to be his 2024 running mate. Bob Agnew reports from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Just before delegates here at the convention began casting their ballots to nominate Donald J. Trump as their presidential candidate, the former commander-in-chief announced on his Truth Social account he was selecting Senator Vance to be his running mate. Vance had been widely touted as the most likely choice. A conservative and former United States Marine, Vance shot to fame after publication of his book, Hillbilly Elegy, 2016. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2022. Bob Agnew, SRN News, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Donald Trump was also officially nominated as the Republican candidate for president at the convention this afternoon. Trump hit the necessary threshold with votes from his home state of Florida. Meanwhile, the investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump continues today. Butler County Sheriff Michael Sloop says an officer from Butler Township encountered the gunman just before the shooting erupted.
The part that I was told is that the officer was assisted up to the roof, and the shooter had sensed him, heard him, I don't know, but turned, and the officer saved his own life, right? Releases, falls to the ground, and again, what I understand is got on the radio and said gun.
The coming minutes would be chaos as Secret Service agents rushed to protect the former president and current candidate. When it was all over, Trump had been rushed away. One member of the crowd was dead, and a man identified as the shooter had been taken down. On Wall Street, the Dow by 210 points, the NASDAQ rose 74. This is SRN News. Democrats are going after the Family Research Council.
13 congressmen have sent a letter to the Internal Revenue Service urging an investigation of the ministry over its support for conservative causes. The Democrats question whether the FRC should be able to maintain a tax exemption as a, quote, association of churches. They suggest that it should be up to the government to decide what constitutes a church or an association of congregations for tax purposes. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysphoria before their official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found that those requirements are unconstitutional. LGBT activists have been making inroads in Japan and throughout the Far East. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks tick to the edge of records as Wall Street's momentum keeps pushing it upward. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3%, but finished just shy of its all-time high set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5% to its own record, while the NASDAQ composite added 0.4% to in just a bit short of its high. Some of the market's best performing areas were ones that do best when former President Trump's chances for re-election look better. The Dow was up 210 points to close at 40,211. The NASDAQ gained 74 to 18,472. The S&P 500 added 15 points to 5,631. New York oil fell 30 cents to $81.91 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.